back here. It's breeding season on Skellig Michael, one of the best known ecosystems for a whole variety of wildlife in the country. But for 3 days from today, the UNESCO World Heritage Site off the Kerry coast will be home to some of the cast and crew filming the latest Star Wars installment. And that's been literally ruffling the feathers of many wildlife experts, among them Stephen Newton of Birdwatch Ireland, whom I spoke to earlier, first asking him about just how sensitive the Skellig ecosystem is at this time of year.
Well, Skellig is a special protection area, and it happens to be one of the most important seabird colonies in the country. It supports about 10,000 pairs of storm petrel, which is a tiny little bird, about 40 grams in weight, that nest in crevices and burrows all over the island, literally on the steps, in the more open ground, vegetated ground, and particularly in the monastery walls of the beehive huts. For those that have been there and know it well, there are hundreds of pairs everywhere. You can't step on an inch of Skellig without stepping over a storm petrel. Now, I appreciate Skellig Michael gets a lot of visitors through the summer, and we're getting more visitors by means of the film crew, but I do wonder if it's an appropriate time of year to be doing this filming right in the middle of the season. The petrels are on eggs, there are puffins that are ready to fledge young, and there are Manx shearwaters in burrows also in the ground with young in their nests. Now, this is just a cocktail, an amazing cocktail of species, and I just wonder about the appropriateness of this at this time of year. In the autumn or the spring, probably no problem, but right in the middle of the breeding season, it seems a little odd.
Have you been informed or have you been told as to what sort of disruption, what level of disruption will be involved in this filming? For instance, you mentioned the monastic site there. Will the filming take place there?
Well, that's what I'm led to believe. A lot of the filming will be done up in the monastery. I haven't seen any plans of what is actually going to happen, so I'm afraid I can't help. You know, we haven't been party to this development, if that's the right word.
Well, the scripts and so on of Star Wars are always kept a closely guarded secret, but you could imagine the monastic site might be the home, say, to some Jedi Knight who needs to come back into the action of the sequence of films and move the story along. It doesn't sound like it's going to be, for instance, a big battle scene or a huge level of disruption. Are you saying that even a small intervention by a film crew could cause damage? And if so, what sort of damage could it cause?
Well, I don't know. I say if you stay on the path, you are probably okay. If teams of people or individuals go off the path, you're there onto land that is occupied by nesting petrels and shearwaters and puffins. Burrows could be collapsed. And I say there are eggs and chicks underground. The ground is very friable. We do ask people on the island to stay on the paths for a very good reason. But if people are moving off that, then there is a chance of burrows being collapsed onto their occupants.
Were you asked or invited to go along for this filming, if you like, in a sort of an observation capacity or an advisory capacity?
I know that consultant ecologists were brought in to draft a sort of impact statement prior to the permission being granted for it. So I would assume most bases have been touched in terms of safeguarding the birds. It's just I don't know any specifics of, apart from I think they're filming a lot up at the monastery, I know very little else. And as you say, it's not the appropriate place for a battle scene. I think you'd be falling off cliffs very quickly.
Well, I think the Irish Film Board has said that the filming schedule has been designed to avoid the disturbance of breeding birds. You take any comfort from that?
No, not really, because to avoid disturbance of breeding birds, you shouldn't visit the island in the middle of the breeding season. There are going to be problems, and the problem with the birds that are nest there, particularly the storm petrels, is they are tiny. You cannot see them. We cannot look into their nests to work out what's going on. I can use various techniques to get an idea of what's going on. I know where birds are likely to be because they do respond to a tape recorded call, but I cannot see in to see, have they got an nest, have they got an egg, have they got a chick, does that chick survive through all this filming and whatever. That cannot be done. So for me, to believe they say there will be no impact, that's untrue, because they cannot assess the impact on underground nesting birds, literally.
On another matter, you mentioned there the gull eating the rabbit, and lots of talk about whether or not this isn't some new form of aggression on the part of this particular avian life form. Can we assume that this is normal behaviour for gulls?
Oh, it is totally normal behaviour. I would say, you know, we have had gulls nesting in Ireland, on islands, coasts, cliffs and whatever, for lots of years. The bit where they're nesting on roofs in cities is a little newer, although it has been going on for about 20 or 30 years. So it hasn't just happened all of a sudden. As in any population of birds, you get rogues and braver individuals. You know, birds have personalities as well as human beings. Some of them are a little more forward in their behavior and will try and steal food from people. But in terms of eating rabbits, that is totally normal behavior.
Unless, of course, you are the rabbit concerned.
Well, yes, it's unfortunate for the rabbits, but the rabbits were introduced onto the island anyways.
And that was Stephen Newton of Birdwatch Ireland talking to us earlier about the Star Wars filming on Skellig Michael.